I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Last night, Elon Musk, the entrepreneur and inventor behind the Tesla electric car and the SpaceX rocket missions, tweeted this: "Welcome back, baby." Musk was celebrating the successful return of one of his company's rockets, as in the Falcon 9 rocket that went up in space and then returned safely to Earth, landing vertically on its base just the way it was supposed to. Monica Grady is with me. She teaches planetary sciences at the Open University in the UK. So the SpaceX team in Mission Control were practically dancing on the consoles when the rocket came back. What did all this mean to you?
Well, it's really exciting because this means that space exploration for ordinary people is one step closer, and a big step at that. This means that we'll be able to reuse bits of rocket, which means prices will come down. I mean, they're not going to tumble. It's going to be a fair few years yet. But it's really, really exciting that this development has taken place.
Yeah, but even with the prices coming down, I suspect it's still going to be the very, very wealthy who can afford a mission into space.
Indeed, for the first few years, but once it gets to be routine, which might not be for another 50 years or so, but then it will be for ordinary people. I mean, when people first flew across the Atlantic or down to Australia, it was only the very wealthy people who could do that. Now anybody can do it. So eventually it will happen, yes.
Is this the first time a spacecraft has landed successfully in this vertical position?
No. It happened about a month ago as well. Jeff Bezos, who is the founder of Amazon, he has a program called Blue Origin. And they had a much smaller rocket, took off from, I believe, West Texas and went up into space, but nowhere near as high as the SpaceX, as the Falcon 9 rocket went up. And it came back down. It didn't go in absolutely into space. It was suborbital. But it is a capsule that's designed to take people into space. So it's really interesting development there as well.
So this represents some changes in the economics of space programs, these commercial space programs. How will SpaceX actually reuse this rocket?
Well, I'm not exactly sure how it will reuse it, but this is a launcher. So this is the bit that carries the business end up into space. So this particular rocket took 11 satellites, and the front end of the rocket was boosted out further into orbit so that the satellites could be deployed. And this is the launcher, the bit that holds all the fuel and all that sort of stuff. So assuming that, you know, there are no problems with the material that it's made from, assuming that it, you know, passes stress tests and all those sort of things, then I don't see that there's any reason why it shouldn't be reused.
Let me put this to you. This was Elon Musk's program. You mentioned Jeff Bezos. Richard Branson is also in this business. Explain to us why you think that ultimately these guys are not just massaging their billions of dollars, not to mention their egos. Do they really, really want out of space exploration to be a democratic thing?
They do. They really, really want to do it. And, you know, they're risk takers. They're picking up a lot of risk, which governments can't do. NASA or the European Space Agency or any other space agency can't possibly start developing space exploration travel for people because they don't have sufficient resource, whereas private companies do have that resource. They have the ability to raise additional funds. They can be more rapid, more flexible. And the three companies you mentioned are all in this race together. You know, it's great that there is this competition because that's the way progress is made.
That's Monica Grady. She teaches planetary sciences at the Open University in the UK.